This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. As many people know, the first laboratory-confirmed case of the Ebola virus in the United States was recently found in Dallas, Texas. There are now reports of a second confirmed case, also in Dallas, which represents the first person-to-person transmission of Ebola in U.S. history. Whether one believes that the Ebola cases are real, manufactured, or fake, it's simply a fact that the news coming out of Dallas has put the entire country and much of the Western world on edge, fearing a possible Ebola outbreak. The fears have begun in Dallas. In my opinion, it's not just a coincidence that the first case of Ebola in U.S. history was confirmed in Dallas. God allowed Ebola to show up first in Dallas because the Dallas Cowboys recently signed Michael Sam, the first openly homosexual player in the history of the NFL, to their practice squad after he was released by the St. Louis Rams. In fact, in the very same month in which Michael Sam, the first openly gay NFL player in U.S. history, a man who kisses his, quote, boyfriend in public, began to practice for the Dallas Cowboys, Dallas was hit with the first case of Ebola in U.S. history. Moreover, as we pointed out in our video, the Ferguson riots are connected to the selection of the first openly gay NFL player. Before Michael Sam was on the Dallas Cowboys, he was on the St. Louis Rams, the team that drafted him. And at the very time he was practicing with the Rams in August for their training camp, riots and civil unrest broke out in Ferguson, Missouri, just 15 minutes down the road from the headquarters of the St. Louis Rams in Earth City, Missouri, where the Rams and the first openly homosexual player were practicing at the time. That wasn't just a coincidence, as we explained in our video. The fact that the first case of Ebola has now been found in Dallas, shortly after the Dallas Cowboys signed Michael Sam and he began to practice with them for the season, is frankly a striking confirmation of the point we made in our recent video on the Ferguson riots. Homosexuality is an unnatural and perverted sexual inclination resulting from apostasy and idolatry. See Romans chapter 1. And homosexual behavior is a mortally sinful abomination, condemned in both the Old and New Testaments. We of course desire that all homosexuals cease their gravely sinful and unnatural behavior and convert to the traditional Catholic faith, outside of which there is no salvation. Homosexuals can be converted from their unnatural inclination and behavior as well. See 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11. But God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for homosexual behavior. Frankly, he detests it more than almost anything else, as it represents something so contrary to what he created from the very beginning, one man and one woman. It's opposed to the most fundamental aspects of the natural law. Moreover, pedophiles and many other abominable perverts make the very same arguments for their perversions that homosexuals do. Namely, they claim they are born that way, that their perverted activity is loving, etc. When cultures embrace homosexuality, they frequently fall apart or disappear altogether. God is punishing the nation for its complete capitulation to homosexual abomination and the repudiation of basic morality that goes along with it. But he is allowing signature events to begin and to occur in these particular places, for example, Ferguson, Missouri, and now Dallas, Texas, because the presence of the first openly gay NFL player on the area's professional football team, and most importantly, the acceptance of homosexual abomination that has accompanied it, represents the acceptance of homosexuality by the mainstream segment of American society. That's why the aforementioned events, which bring so much harm and distress to the nation, have begun and have occurred in those particular areas. Here's the video we published in August on the Ferguson riots. As most people know, there is currently a state of civil unrest in Ferguson, Missouri, following the shooting of a young black man by a white police officer. There have been major protests, as well as looting and rioting. People have said that the area seems more like Iraq or Afghanistan than the United States of America. Things have gotten so serious that the governor of Missouri has imposed a curfew and declared a state of emergency. In my opinion, the reason this kind of civil unrest has occurred in Ferguson, Missouri, right outside of St. Louis, is that the St. Louis Rams drafted the first openly homosexual player in NFL history. In fact, Ferguson, Missouri, where the protests and riots are occurring right now, is approximately 15 minutes, basically just a drive down the road, from the St. Louis Rams headquarters in Earth City, Missouri, and St. Louis Rams Park, where the Rams hold practices, and their training camp, which has been underway this month. Is it just a coincidence that after drafting the first openly homosexual player in NFL history, and as the Rams begin to hold practices, just down the road there has been an outbreak of civil unrest, demonstrations, looting, and rioting, representing a threat to basic law and order? I don't think so. Homosexuality is an unnatural and perverted sexual inclination resulting from apostasy and idolatry. See Romans chapter 1. And homosexual behavior is a mortally sinful abomination, condemned in both the Old and New Testaments. We, of course, desire that all homosexuals cease their gravely sinful and unnatural behavior and convert to the traditional Catholic faith, outside of which there is no salvation. Homosexuals can be converted from their unnatural inclination and behavior as well. See 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. But God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for homosexual behavior. Frankly, he detests it more than almost anything else, as it represents something so contrary to what he created from the very beginning, one man and one woman. It's opposed to the most fundamental aspects of the natural law. Moreover, pedophiles and many other abominable perverts make the same arguments for their perversions that homosexuals do. Namely, they claim they are born that way, that their perverted activity is loving, etc. When cultures embrace homosexuality, they fall apart or disappear altogether. So, I don't believe it's just a coincidence that God has allowed this major civil unrest to occur in Ferguson, Missouri, at the very time the St. Louis Rams have begun to practice for the season just down the road. But some may say, Michael Sam isn't the first open homosexual to ever live in the area of St. Louis in Ferguson, Missouri. Of course not, but that misses the entire point. The civil unrest is not the result of one pervert's activity. It is rather about what the acceptance of his activity by the mainstream segment of society, starting in St. Louis, represents. The National Football League is the most popular league in all of American sports. It's as mainstream as it gets. Young kids in elementary school watch the NFL. Football games are frequently the highest-rated programs on American television. And now Michael Sam, a man who kisses his quote boyfriend in front of the world, has been drafted into the NFL, and most significantly, in the process, there has been almost universal acceptance of and even praise for the completely unnatural perversion in which he engages. In fact, since the NFL is so mainstream, the reaction to his behavior is the single most important sign yet of the collapse of moral standards in America. Thus, the drafting of Michael Sam by St. Louis, and most importantly, the accompanying acceptance of and praise for his behavior, combined with the fact that in the NFL it is now apparently forbidden to criticize or condemn his activity, represents the complete repudiation of the most fundamental aspects of the natural law by the mainstream segment of American society. So, God is giving a little message that when you disregard and reject the basic elements of the natural law, don't expect basic law and order. And it's not just a coincidence that it's happening just down the road from the headquarters of the St. Louis Rams.